Good morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you are in your day. Welcome back to another segment of Tiara Tuesdays. It is your host and favorite scholar, Tiara, and I am so excited to welcome you all back today. I just want to thank you guys all for the positive feedback I've been getting on my Instagram account. I really appreciate it. I just want to remind all of you to rate me and comment on Apple Podcasts as well. All you have to do is type my full name into the search bar on Apple Podcasts, which is Tiara Christopher. Click on my face, scroll down past my episodes until you get to see all episodes. Right underneath those purple letters are ratings and reviews. Go ahead and tap that now and tell me your opinion. Go do it now as you continue to listen to today's segment. It is March 9th, and today in history, Harriet Tubman died. Tubman was an engineer for the Underground Railroad. She escaped slavery and went back to help free 300 slaves in a 10-year time period in a total of 19 trips. She never lost one passenger, according to History.com. It has been brought to my attention by one of my listeners that I have failed to discuss a key African American during my Black History Month podcast segments. That is Carter G. Woodson. I typically pre-record my episodes to be released the following Tuesday, so I just want you to know, listener, this is the first chance I'm getting to include that feedback, and I'm so excited to teach all my listeners about Carter G. Woodson. Today, we're going to talk about women's history, but I feel the need to incorporate Carter G. Woodson in this podcast as well. According to my listener, her exact words were, Carter G. Woodson was the founder of Black History Month, so it was only right that you talked about him. I just knew you were going to do an episode him, and I was waiting, and you never did. I'm so sorry, listener, that I was not educated on this man. So because of you, I will include facts about him today before discussing the birth and purpose of women's history and influential women who should never be forgotten. Carter G. Woodson was born December 19, 1875. According to History.com, Carter G. Woodson felt the need for Black History Month as a means of educating our youth about their ancestors. While visiting in Chicago, he helped to establish the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History. In February 1926, Woodson issued a press release that announced the first Negro History Week. Woodson chose February because Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass have birthdays in the month of February. He felt that since people already celebrated Lincoln and Douglass, the achievements of African Americans should be included in that month as well. So I just want to take a time out on information to tell you that I actually did not know that. I always thought it was the government who shorted us and gave us the month of February, because it was the least, it was the month that had the least amount of days. Come to find out, an African American man chose that month because we celebrated Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass' birthdays. I'm learning as I continue to educate you guys all as well. Moving forward, in 1950, while efforts were beginning to become in fruition towards making Negro Week a month-long celebration, Woodson suddenly had a heart attack. But in 1976, which was the 50th year celebration of the first Negro Week, the change was made to Black History Month. Woodson should be remembered for being a historian, a writer. He had written more than 20 books. One of the first scholars to study the origins of African diaspora. He even became the dean of Howard University, one of the most prominent historically Black schools. I told you in previous podcasts that I dreamed of once going there. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about women's history. Hi guys, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that song break. I hope you took that opportunity to go to Apple Podcasts and rate me on there. Like Black History Month, Women's History Month began as a week-long celebration, and then it expanded into a month of recognizing female success. According to the Chicago Tribune, it began as Women's History Week on March 7, 1982, while Ronald Reagan was in office. Then in 1987, March became expanded into Women's History Month due to the persistent efforts of the National Women's History Alliance. There are several original founders of the National Women's History Alliance, whom include Molly Murphy, Mary McGregor, and Maria Rustadter. Again, another teachable moment for me because, as you all know, my birthday was March 1st. I never knew Women's History Month was a thing to celebrate, was a historical holiday. It just kind of like flew right on past my head. So again, I continue to learn. Women's History Month, though, began as a week to show the staple of hope as it continued to expand to a month-long celebration, showing endless possibilities to young girls. It is nationally recognized not only in the United States, but in the UK as well as Australia. Canada celebrates Women's History as a single day on October 18th, and they tie it in with Person's Day. For them, it corresponds with one another. Influential women who have paved the way for change and completely transform our society include, but are not limited to, Susan B. Anthony. Susan B. Anthony was most known for leading the suffrage movement, bringing national attention to women's rights by illegally voting in 1872 when it was illegal for women to vote. She was then fined $100 and never paid it. That's like me. If I was to have been a part of civil rights activism in the late 1800s or the 1900s, fine me and I'm not paying it. I'm making a statement and I'm moving forward in life. Amelia Earhart in 1928 was the first female pilot to fly across the Atlantic. Mae Jemison in 1987 was the first African-American woman admitted into the astronauts training program. She then became the first African-American woman to go to space in 1992. That's just a year before I was born. Shirley Chisholm, the first African-American woman to be elected into Congress in 1968. If you want to learn more about influential women in history, the internet is at your fingertips. I encourage you to do so. As we get to a quarter into this year, I want to remind you all to stick to those goals that you set in place for yourself. It is your responsibility to move forward, to grow your mind, to be positive, and to manifest what you want in your life. I hope you guys are listening to my I Am Affirmations podcast daily that I created for you. It really will change your life. Next week, I want you guys all to tune in to a special episode. I have recently been requested to do a podcast with an up-and-coming comedian out of Atlanta. Her name is Kendra. I'm so excited. We're going to talk about relationships on a live segment next week, so anything can happen. So tune in for that next Tuesday as well. Don't forget to support me and donate at anchor.fm/TR92. It really helps improve my future content when you donate. Don't forget to drop those comments on Apple Podcasts, please. Especially because it's Women's History Month. If you're a woman, go ahead and support me. As women, we need to empower one another. Those who have no record of what their forebears have accomplished lose the inspiration which comes from the teaching of biography and history. I do not own the rights to any music, quotes, or videos used in this segment. She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway.